I've always wanted to ask you. Sure. Okay, this several-week period for you mm-hmm. has got to be just unbelievable. I mean, anybody who's in this business gets to do the Super Bowl and then these events leading into the Masters. What's that?
I know. You know, there's a 70-day stretch this year. The Super Bowl to Pebble Beach to Riviera to March Madness to Augusta. I mean, it's totally wake up and pinch yourself. You know, I don't take any of it for granted. It's such a blessing. But, you know, of all these things, I'm not going to rank them by television ratings, you know, or which one professionally means the most. But the one that's the most fun for me is this week right here.
Why is that?
The one at Pebble Beach. It's just it touches me very deeply, you know, cuts to my core. Always loved this tournament, always meant a lot to me. This was my 28th year broadcasting.
Wow.
At Pebble Beach, and it's just for some reason, I think, you know, I feel it. Many people feel it when they come here. There's a spirituality to being here, and you feel the nostalgia. You feel just the blessings in your life for whatever reason. They come out in abundance here. You know, it's open up your heart kind of a place. So.
It's almost like driving up and singing Bing Crosby songs or
yeah.
something like that.
Oh, we have it playing in the house all the time, and you know, I'm into that nostalgia. I'm into the guys of yesteryear who made this place so special. I feel them here. I do. And I reference it often on the air as the Crosby.
So do the nerves hit you for special things like the Masters? Or, I mean, is it
excitement,
a different kind of vibe?
You know, like last week was the more people watched the Masters, or more people watched the Super Bowl last week than any show in the history of television. 164 million. Tuned in, you know, for at least a portion of it. And I don't think about the numbers. I don't get into the awe of the numbers. I get into the technical purity of trying to deliver a good, clean broadcast. But, yeah, you get excited. I mean, I got excited today coming on there just as much as I did last week for the Super Bowl. You know, you're live, you're at Pebble Beach. You get to paint a picture of the most glorious setting in the world. That's a great challenge. It's not the same audience size as last week, but it's a professional challenge, and I pay close attention to that.
Last night I got a kick out of seeing something about what was going on in the background at the Super Bowl and when they had the blackout as
yeah,
well.
I haven't
was fascinating.
Seen that yet. I'm anxious to. Someone just sent it on my email today, so I'm looking forward
but
to
it. But you lived
back.
It. What was that like as far as how much panic was going on in the headsets?
Well, I've never quite experienced, you know, being in the middle of a call of a game and all of a sudden your monitors, your headset, your booth, everything goes dark. And you don't know what the explanation is. At first, there's a million thoughts that enter your head about the things it could be. And well, most of them aren't very good. But, you know, I'm trained to try to stay calm through, you know, pressure situations, strange twists and turns. If you're in live television, you have to be very flexible mentally to be able to switch gears, and you never know exactly what's going to happen. Last year, I'm doing the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament on camera, and a light blew out when I was on camera with Clint Eastwood. It sounded like a gunshot.
Wow.
It was so loud. Nick Faldo, to my right, jumped out of his seat about 3 feet in the air. Clint, to my left, barely moved.
Wow.
And I, you know, I went back and looked at that one. I was nice and relaxed on it.
Good.
And I said, boy, it sounds like an old Western's breaking out around here, Clint.
It's like one of his old movies, maybe.
I thought it was one of your old movies, being a Rawhide happening here.
So how about coming to Riviera, my stopping grounds this weekend?
Love it.
Hogan's Alley.
Love it. You know, I love these tournaments that have that kind of pedigree.
Yeah.
And it's got a wonderful feel waiting for us. Should be a very memorable week, as it was last year.
Yeah.
One of the great events of 2012 was last year. So can't wait to get to Riv. It's an honor to have that tournament.
One more thing. Going into the Masters, do you have a different feeling going into that week saying, okay, this is sort of the end of that long, great stretch?
No, I don't think about, you know, how I'm going to rest up after that. I'm so excited to be at the Masters. This will be my 28th Masters. And it's just such an honor to be, you know, there for that event, the most meaningful event in my heart. As a kid, that's the one I grew up saying, I want to get into the broadcast because I want to tell stories at Augusta. So
it's the only one I can't get a credential to. Can I hide in your bag? I mean, I go to
still
the British
time.
Open.
Keep applying.
I keep applying every year, and they keep saying, nice try.
Keep applying.
Good to see you, Jim.
It's great to see you.
I look forward to seeing you next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.